Okay. This is November the 6th, the day after Election Day. It's kind of a prophet's corner, you might say. Okay, first I wanted to read, I sent this to Danny, but this was what somebody posted about what Patrick Henry said and what I talked about Sunday. This is what I was talking about. Patrick Henry, it cannot be emphasized too strongly or too often that this nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians. Not on religions, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. For this very reason, peoples of other faiths have been afforded asylum, prosperity, and freedom to worship here. And they've come over here, and now they're entitled. Mm-hmm. So, it's because of Jesus Christ that this nation was found. All right. So, yesterday morning when I got up, this is what the Lord said to me. This was on Election Day, 11/5/24. And I put my prediction, but it was the Lord. Donald Trump will win big. The swamp, aka actors playing them, will refuse to certify the electors. And then the Trump card will be the Brunson case. It proves Trump won in 2020 also and exposes their fraud. All right, the Supreme Court already certified Trump the winner of the 2020 election, but was not announced to the public. Phil told us that in 2022. That's when I started following Phil because of that. Q has a post that's called the Trump card. I saw it yesterday. Someone posted it, and you see him with his hand like this, the card back here. All right. This, he said, too big to rig means so many voted that it's mathematically impossible for them to rig it. In other words, they can't keep up. And it's because of all the early voting turnout, because normally Republicans don't vote early. This is how they were cheating and winning. That's how they took 2020, was by early voting, COVID, and, you know, mail-in ballots. Well, can't do it anymore. There's no COVID or no cover for their crime. Even though they tried to, because I know good and well Kamala, if she got one vote, I'd be surprised. Mm-hmm. All right. They do not have the numbers. They cannot cheat enough to win this time. And this is today. The Lord says, enjoy the show. 11/6/24. It was a show, all right. Slow and methodical. I asked the Lord why, because I knew Kamala didn't win anything. They were comparing her numbers to Biden's. And there was a map, I don't know what news deal it was on. It's a map, and it shows how she did compared to how he did. And the map was blank. And the guy's going, oh my gosh, nothing. She didn't get nothing. All right. The Lord said, this way, I said, why, Lord, did this election go like it was? Because I was so wore out. I just finally had to go to bed. I couldn't stand anymore, you know? This is what he said. This way they cannot come back and say that the Trump team cheated. There's no way they can accuse him of cheating. The big win was the Don with the Don. Oh, the big win is they picked up the House and the Senate. That's why it was so big. Because last time he had more working against him than he had working for him. And he got a lot done, but he could have gotten a lot more done. But this time there is nothing to stop him from completing the job that God called him to do. All right, nothing can stop what is coming. This is my opinion. The truth he's more than likely won every state. Because they're still coming in. It is not about one man, but all of us. Now we all win. Where we go one, we go all. All right. Now I want to read this to you because I felt like it went along with it. I believe this is, it's Patton 6966, which is Mark Taylor, I believe. Supreme Headquarters, Department of Spiritual Warfare, from the Supreme Commander to the Army of God, Heaven's Invading Expenditory, how do you say that? Expansionary forces, okay. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, preachers, and teachers, men and women of the Army of God, you're about to embark on a great crusade toward which we have striven since all creation. The eyes of the world and all heaven are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty, loving people everywhere march with you. In company with our brothers and sisters in arms on other fronts, you will bring about the destruction of the satanic war machine, the stimulation of the demons, tyranny over the oppressed peoples of the earth, and security for ourselves in a free world. Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well trained, well equipped, and battle hardened. He will fight savagely, but now is the time. Much has happened since the demonic triumphs of your past. The body of Christ has inflicted upon the demonic great defeats in the spiritual and natural realms. Our spiritual offensive has seriously reduced their strength in the air and their capacity to wage war on the ground. I have given you an overwhelming superiority in weapons for your warfare and placed at your disposal great reserves of trained fighting men and women from the body of Christ. The tide has turned. The three free men and women of my army are marching together in victory. I have full confidence in your courage, devotion to duty. What surprised me is someone talking like this. When do you hear a Christian anything talking like this except here? All right. Your skill in battle. Okay. We will accept nothing less than full victory, for this is a great and noble undertaking, and the victory is yours, your Supreme Commander God. And then this morning I saw this. Same person. Well, warriors of God, we managed to get over the hardest hurdle, which was getting Trump back in the office. We did good, but now is not the time to quit, back down or lay down. I know many are battle fatigued and the warfare has been great. We have to get to January 20th, which is the next hurdle in this battle. That's just what the Lord said to me, getting him certified. There are many target-focused prayer points we need to hit. We cannot lay down our weapons of warfare at time and place in history just because we crossed the first hurdle. The real danger is now beginning. Until we get to January 20th and President Trump is sworn in, even after he has been sworn in, there will still be dangers that lie ahead. Remember, we're dealing with a wounded, cornered animal, the deep state, that has nothing to lose at this point. Hold the line, the enemy will try to flank. That's what they did to him his first time. They started all that rhetoric the day after he got elected about how they're not going to certify. And it's been suggested, I've seen people posting, I wonder if they'll try to pull that again. So the Lord's saying, we can't back down, we can't give up. We have to just keep on doing what we're doing. And that's all of it.